How about those things around your neck?
These. She wears those. She likes them.
You ever heard that called a pair of beads?
No, I always heard it called a string of beads.
Uh-huh.
Never heard it called a pair.
And if it rains, she's going in town, she may take one of those things that she can put up over her head.
Yeah, umbrella.
And if she's got her good clothes on and goes into the kitchen to cook, she'll put on
apron.
And the part of her dress that is down at the bottom and tucked up underneath and then stitched.
Yeah.
The
hem, I guess.
I don't know how it was with you, but if I lost a button and we were in a hurry to go someplace, my mother would take one of those steel things and hook the material together and then snap it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd possibly use a safety pin.
Don't you wish you'd invented that and got a patent on it? My goodness, of all the things, I think that would be my choice. Pull there. What are the parts of a man's suit?
His coat and vest and the trousers. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call those that you're wearing now?
Khaki.
Khaki what?
Khaki breeches.
Uh-huh.
We call them khaki pants now, we used to call them breeches.
Uh-huh.
Trousers.
And to hold them up, used to be men would wear?
Suspenders. We used to call them galluses. That's another term I can't fathom. I don't know why they would call that, but they call them that.
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. There must have been something that caused them to call them that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a man's name, you suppose?
I wouldn't know.
Little George Gallus or something like that? If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes like that, you say it does what?
Flops.
It what?
Flops.
Flops? Well, let's say you've got more than that. And it just sticks way out here.
Bulges.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And thank goodness they've overcome this thing now, but it used to be you'd buy a shirt and it would fit. You'd have it washed.
Yeah.
You could get the collar buttoned. And you'd say it was washed and it did what?
Drawed up, it shrunk.
Oh, that's a dismal feeling. I think when I was a kid, I spent half my life with my tongue hung out in an old tight church.
Yeah.
Peach that you've had on your tree, and that doesn't get right. Green, and then the skin begins to wrinkle up.
Yeah, it swivels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What makes him do that, do you know?
No, I don't.
Have to get our county agent busy.
Yeah, I'll get the county agent on that one. He'll know.
See, I was reading about some new peaches. Golden Red, I think, is the name. When I was in the county agent's office.
Yeah?
One of the bulletins.
I hadn't seen them. I heard about them.
They bloom a little later than Alberta, and they mature quicker.
Well, the Alberta is a little bit late about maturing.
We've got a new grape that's come out of our experimental station at
Perkins. Yes.
Yeah. Cimarron. It's supposed to be a real dandy.
Sure enough.
I haven't got any plants yet. I don't know where to get them. There's a vineyard in Oklahoma City. The vineyard itself is in Yukon.
Yeah.
They specialize in French grapes. They've got so many that they just have them listed by numbers.
Yeah.